This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's already hump day, baby. And I just want to, before we even begin, extend a sincere prayer out there for all the housewives as school has begun to end and summer has begun around the country. Ladies, you have my utmost respect. That's not an excuse to wear flats around the house, but you have my utmost respect for what you're about to go through for a few months. Now, what's on tap for tonight? Well, DeSantis announced. Well, DeSantis is running, officially filed and all that. How much time do we want to spend on that? We don't do a bunch of stuff on that. Maybe we'll bring it up briefly. This is never going to be a show where the 2024 primary dominates the show. You know, I do segments on it from time to time. I always will when something interesting happens. I guess we'll discuss it briefly, but we're moving on to other things tonight. Other things like sanctuary cities filling up with illegal immigrants and they're mad about it. That gas stove ban. Remember when they told you it wasn't happening and then all of a sudden New York's signing things into law saying it's happening? We'll talk about that. Corporate bankruptcies, that's a problem. Apparently trans people are avoiding states. Black Lives Matter is insolvent and someone got shot in the butt for eating the last Hot Pocket. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and I'm going to need you an hour from now. I'm not giving out all the details now, but an hour from now, I'm going to need your help. And you know, we don't do this very often at all. There is a Republican who needs to hear from you tonight. And an hour from now, we're going to discuss who that Republican is, what that Republican did, and the two very simple ways you can reach out and let him know your displeasure with him. So that's coming up about an hour from now. He's going to have a long, long night and a long day tomorrow, courtesy of the anti-communists out there. But I want to begin with this, something you haven't seen today, haven't heard of, but we verified it before we went on the air, and it's real. There are stories like this all over America I could tell you about right now, but there is a grocery store in Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin, maybe you've never been. Most people have not ever been. Freaking awesome state. But anyway, Wisconsin, they drink a lot of beer. I believe per capita, they are number one actually in America for beer consumption. If they're not, I know they're top five. They drink a lot of beer. It's freaking freezing there. They drink a lot of beer. There is a grocery store in Wisconsin. Not going to go into the details of it. They have cases and cases of Bud Light and Budweiser sitting out. You know how the grocery store, when it's Super Bowl Sunday or July 4th, you walk in the grocery store and they'll have the things that are for that day sitting out in crates right when you walk in. Here's the chips. Here's the salsa. If it's Valentine's Day, here's the flowers. Here's the chocolates. It's sitting right there. What they want to move, they put right up front so you see it, so you trip over it when you walk in the door. Cases of Bud Light, cases of Budweiser. They are on sale for $14.99, $15, minus $15 if you scan the QR code that is on the Bud Light. In case you're wondering, we confirm this is real. This is not an internet hoax. What did I just say? They're giving out 20 packs of Bud Light and Budweiser for free in Wisconsin. And from my understanding, they're not moving. And that brings me to this email, because there's something incredible happening out there. It is incredible. It is exciting. I am happy. I know you are happy, but let's talk about it. Anyway, this guy says, Burgermeister Jesse, with the public flogging of Bud Light and hopefully the absolute evisceration, Chris, you would not obfuscate, but that's there. Anyway, of Target in the near future, I can't help but think about Pride Month coming up very soon. The boycotts must continue. This year, however, represents a very interesting moment where we, the anti-communists, seem to have control of the eye of Sauron to direct the public conversation at corporations controlled by the turbo freaks. We might not have this next year. If you were not dictator but leader of a conservative movement and could snap your fingers and put a cooperative and competent GOP to work, how would you seize a moment like this in June? Well, let's pause on this for a moment. Forgetting about how what we need to do next and things like that, let's set that aside for a moment. Let's discuss what has happened. What has happened in just the last year? This is not purely a Bud Light thing. Disney, billions lost. Bud Light laying people off, mass layoffs. They cannot give away cases of it in Wisconsin. What has happened? What happened out there? Well, the communists actually made a mistake. And it's understandable why they made that mistake. We'll discuss that in a moment, but they made a huge mistake. Now, let's discuss the communists. Who are they? What are they? Remember, it's not a political ideology. It's not about the workers of the world or anything like that. It's a religion of destruction. That's why everywhere they've gone, they've destroyed everything, because that's the entire nature of the religion. Everything here is evil. I need to burn it all to the ground. I'll just burn this and I'll burn that and I'll burn this and I'll burn that. And they are ravenous. As we've talked about before, they never stop destroying. If you got in a war over 100 islands with the communists and the communists won 99 of them by the time the war is over and you're left with one island, he wouldn't even celebrate that night. He would be beside himself that there was still an island that he had not wrecked. It is an all-consuming religion of domination and destruction. Now, as is often the case, as is probably the case for you personally, it's definitely the case for me, your greatest strength can oftentimes become your greatest weakness. Like me personally, you like that I speak unafraid. I know, because that's what all the emails are. You like that I just come out and say it. I don't worry about people getting mad at me. I just come out and say it. And look, that's how I am. That's just how I was raised. That's how God made me. And that is a great advantage when you're trying to fight communists and when you're trying to put on a radio show that people enjoy. And when you do that, it is a great advantage. But several times in my life, that has gotten me in serious trouble. I will say rude things when I didn't want to say rude things. I've hurt people's feelings, people who I actually care about before. I try not to make a habit of it. My greatest strength is my greatest weakness. The communist's great strength is he's never stopping, always offense, always consuming, always destroying. He never stops. He never slows down. But it's also his greatest weakness. Communists have written extensively from the Bolshevik Revolution up to the Frankfurt School to everything. They've written extensively warnings, it sounds like. That's how I read them, to each other, to, hey, we can't let them know what we're doing. Hey, slow down. Hey, let's make sure we're doing this right. Hey, let's. Why? They always have to keep each other in check of you can't go too far. Because if you go too far, too fast, what will happen is you will wake everybody up and they'll realize what you're doing. And then you'll face actual firm resistance. You saw this during COVID. Did they come right out and say, hey, our plan is to lock you down for a year. Your child will actually end up with learning disabilities, and then we'll force a shot into your arm under condition of your employment that will give you a heart attack or a stroke. Good luck, guys. Did they say that? Of course not. What'd they say? Hey, it's just 15 days. Couple weeks off. You want 15 days, man? Go home. Netflix is on. Couple frozen pizzas. Grab some beer. 15 days. Oh, hey. Sorry. We looked. It's going to have to be 30 days. Oh, yeah. 30 days. Hey, we're not quite there, but almost. Give us another month. That's how they do it. That's how they've done it on every single issue. And so when it comes to the LGBTQ stuff, all that stuff, remember, your personal beliefs or my personal beliefs aside, Americans didn't care. Americans don't care when individuals make individual choices for their own lives about who they're going to choose to marry or Americans in general don't care. As long as you don't bring that crap into my fence, as long as you don't cross my front door with it, I don't care what you do. It's your friggin' life. You don't care what I do. We have not cared about this stuff for the longest time. Because of that, it lulled the communist into a sense of slumber, into a false sense of security. And the communists screwed up in ways that actually might save the country. This issue we're about to discuss, it might save the United States of America. And we'll discuss it here in just a moment. Before that, we're going to discuss the children, because in the end, that's what it's about, right? Protecting the children. And remember this for your children, and I have to remember this for my children. When your children are online, they have wolves out there looking for them. On their child websites, whatever websites they're on. Oh, my kid's playing Roblox or whatever these kiddos play these days. Where do you think the child predators are? They're everywhere. They're entrapping these kids, and then they're putting them in human trafficking, and it's just millions of them, and it's not taking place. Oh, that's in India. No, it's right here. We stand with the Asservo Project on this show. Asservo. They're out there finding these predators, saving the kids, and making sure the predators go to prison. Help them. $14 a month. TheAsservoProject.org, A-S-S-E-R-V-O, TheAsservoProject.org, $14 a month. Let's save the kids.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and we have so much to get to, so much good stuff. About 45 minutes from now, somebody, a Republican, an elected Republican official, is about to get lit up like a Christmas tree by the anti-communists for what he did to us, and more specifically, what he did to the children today. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to ask for your help. We don't do it often, but we've done it before. And every time we've done it, they have felt pain. And in fact, every time we've done it, we have won. We have won. We can organize too. Now, back to what we were talking about. The communist aggressive at all times. The communist always moving forward, always destroying, always playing offense. That's his great advantage. But it's also his great disadvantage when he can't control himself, because he has to destroy in a way where you don't get too freaked out. He can't ever have normie norm. It's not a right way to put it. You already know. He can't ever have normie norm wake up and realize what he's doing. Normie Norm, it's critical for the communist that Normie Norm still thinks it's just Republicans and Democrats, and it's just kind of a difference of opinion, and no one's actually burning down America. We just kind of have some... The communist needs Normie Norm to believe that. He needs him to. That's why he lies at all times. Here's Cori Bush about the gas stoves they're going to ban. Listen to this. They're banning gas stoves, already gone in New York City, gone for New York State, gone for California. It's already being put into legislation, but it's not about that.
This proposed rule is not a ban on gas stoves. We are regulating indoor air pollution.
See, we're not banning gas stoves. We're just regulating the pollution, which bans the gas stoves. You see, he can never allow people to know what he's doing. And that brings me to what's happening now on the right and what's happening now in America. The trans stuff. Like I brought up before, nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, most people really genuinely did not care and still do not care about the private decisions people make. They really do not. Whether they agree with them or not, they don't care and they don't consider it their business. You want to be gay or you are gay? I don't give a crap. It's none of my business. Don't come bring it into my house. Don't put it on my television set. Don't tell my son he should be. And dude, you go live your life. Lady, you go live your life the way you want to live it. It's your life. I can't live it. I screw up enough of mine. I ain't judging yours. But the trans stuff went too far, too fast. And here's why. It wasn't just the trans thing. They got the trans thing through. And that already was freaking people out and it didn't make sense. Hold on. What? You think you can change your sex? You can't change your sex. What? What? So that already, it was a step too far and people were still digesting that. But the communists, this was the critical moment that I say very well could save the United States of America. The communists got that done. And then immediately it was, oh, hey, let's get the kids. And let's get this in the kids. Hey, that kid can chop his penis off too. Yes, go for the kids. And there was no central movement. There was no leader on the communist side who was evil smart enough to step in and say, no, oh, no, 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 not the kids, not the kids. Hey, not interested in the kids, guys. We don't care about the kids. Your kids do your thing. We're not interested in the kids. That was the moment where somebody had to step in and pull the demons back. And no one stepped in. No one even attempted to step in. Instead, they went all in after the kids. The teachers couldn't control themselves. All these liberal white women across the country. Well, no, I tell all my kindergartners that they should change their gender and we use our preferred pronouns. But it didn't stop with teachers. Boom. It's in the military. It's happening in the United States military. It's everywhere. Now major corporations, the biggest corporations in the company. Well, I sign my emails, him, her, they, them. You can't escape the barrage of it from all over the place. I'm glad it's only audio because I'd be tempted to play it for you. But there's, remember that I brought up the Dodgers thing yesterday? About the drag people who are anti-Catholic, like they dress up as drag nuns and drag Jesus. And it's really, it's just as disrespectful intentionally as it can be. There's a video out there today of this group that's going to be performing at the Dodgers. They're twerking on each other, the two dudes on a cross dressed up like Jesus. Now, setting aside how gross that is in general, and if you're the type of person who gets offended, I'm not. That's probably offending you beyond belief. I get that. Setting all that stuff aside, Normie Norm looks at things like that, even if he's not political. He doesn't even have to be Republican. He doesn't have to be whatever. Even if he's not too far on the right, Normie Norm, everyone who lives around you, he looks at two dudes dressed up like drag Jesus twerking on each other on a cross, and he's horrified. He looks and he thinks, oh, you better keep that away from my child. You better keep that out of my town. No, nope, that's too far. And because the communists couldn't control his mental illness for one of the first times, I do believe we are seeing something we've never seen before. They can't give away 20 packs of Bud Light in Wisconsin. I think they shower in beer in Wisconsin. They can't give it away. The right woke up. Now, this is the beginning. We have a million miles to go. But I think maybe we just woke up. I'm happy. You know what it is? I bet you everyone's been taking a male vitality stack from Chuck. I bet they... Yeah, I knew that's what it was, Chris. So you see, everybody, they stopped being... They decided, hey, well, I don't want to be low T anymore because now I'm not fighting the communists, right? I think I'll go get this all natural herbal supplements, male vitality stack from Chuck, and then I'll be able to effectively fight back against these monsters. And so they went to choq.com and they either got male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks, depending on if they're in the Marines or in the Air Force. And now they're living their best lives. In all seriousness, the highest quality natural herbal supplements you can find anywhere. From the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. Get a subscription because it's 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. The lifetime of it. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app for free. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, there's another thing about the communists that you already know, but it's something you have to remind Normie Norm. See, these are all things you know, but Normie Norm doesn't, and he needs to know. The communist, because he doesn't have values, he will use yours against you, whatever your values are. If you're a chameleon and you really don't stand for anything at all besides death and destruction, you're never weighed down. You see, your values, and weighed down's the wrong way to put it, but you know what I mean. Your values hold you back from some things, don't they? I brought this up before, but it's true. What if I go use the bathroom in between breaks, and I'm hungry, got a little rumble in my tummy, and walks this lady, this realtor. There's a realtor office somewhere in here. She walks by me with a big old Meat Lover's pizza in her hands. Well, why don't I just grab that pizza and shove her to the ground? It's my pizza now. Thanks, lady. Why wouldn't I? It's a free pizza. Sounds delicious. It's no harm to me. She can't do anything to me. Well, because I have a code. I don't eat Meat Lover's pizza. No, I'm kidding. I don't steal and I don't hurt women. So I have a code. You have a code, and you see what I mean? That's what I mean by it holds you back. But because the communist has no code, there's nothing there. There's no moral founding at all. It gives him a freedom that you don't have. It gives him the freedom to use your values against you. You remember Daniel Penny? Daniel Penny, who's currently being charged with manslaughter by the piece of trash communist Alvin Bragg in New York City. Daniel Penny's the one who stepped in and stopped that subway guy who was verbally threatening the other passengers, if you believe the witnesses. AOC was asked about Ron DeSantis, who announced he's running for president today. DeSantis has been backing Daniel Penny. He's been raising him money and things like that. DeSantis is all in for Daniel Penny. What did AOC have to say about it? Here she is.
AOC, what do you think about Governor DeSantis calling Penny a good Samaritan?
I think he should read a Bible.
I think he should read a Bible. And you notice you've never heard AOC say anything about the Bible or Jesus or anything. You've never heard any of that before, but I want you to listen again. It's not just what she says. I want you to listen. Listen to the ease with which she says
what we're saying is that we're going to...
That's the wrong button. Shoot. This one.
AOC, what do you think about Governor DeSantis calling Penny a good Samaritan?
I think he should read a Bible. Thank you.
Rolls right off her tongue. Again, these people, remember, are all trained. They go through years of training by their friend groups, by different organizations they're in. And what do they train? They train in many things, agitation, destruction, things like that, but they're trained to use your values against you. So when you're AOC and you're cruising through the Bronx and some reporter comes up to you and says, hey, what do you think about Ron DeSantis? Without a moment of hesitation. And remember, AOC is stupid. Without a moment of hesitation. Oh, he needs to read the Bible. Of course. It's like breathing for them. She knows. DeSantis has values. The people who support DeSantis have values. She understands, not all by any stretch of the imagination, but a significant portion of those people will be people who believe in the Bible or at least have read the Bible. And so she knows that person, her, without any values, can use that value against you. They know that. Always be aware of it. Always be aware of it. Now, that brings me to this. Trump to face criminal charges on March 24th in New York City court. Judge officially issued a gag order.
This is the criminal indictment stuff, courtesy of Alvin Bragg. March 2024. Okay, so let's have a discussion here. DeSantis announced today, we're not doing a whole Trump DeSantis thing, sorry, just I find it boring. But DeSantis announced today, so now it's officially a big boy primary. Trump and DeSantis are now going to have to campaign. And do keep something in mind when I say campaign. There are the things you see and the things you and I see, and then there's the reality of a campaign. And here's what I mean by this. We'll get back to the criminal charges in a moment. Just hang on. I ran for Congress twice. I ran for Congress in Arizona and lost twice, but I ran for Congress twice. And the first time I ran, what hit me at one point in time was how big of an operation it is to run for Congress. We had to have an office in Tucson because that was a big part of my district, but we actually had to have another field office in Sierra Vista. So, okay, I've got two offices. Okay, we're phone banking this Saturday, guys. So I need a bunch of volunteers and pay people. We have to organize the phones. But wait, there's a separate group that same Saturday. They're going to go out and neighborhood by neighborhood. They're knocking on doors. Okay, but separately, I've got a fundraising committee and their job is, you see what I mean? This is for a congressional race in Arizona. Now, think about what a presidential race must be. Think about what I just described to you times a million, because that's essentially what it is. The things you and I will see in the Trump DeSantis poop throwing fight, we will obviously see the debates. We'll be tuned in. I'll be tuned in right there with you, and we'll analyze it and we'll play the clips and who did this and that was good and that sucked. And we'll do all that. And we'll see the things they probably say to each other in various TV interviews or maybe on social media. Trump says, DeSantis is a rhino. DeSantis says, Donald Trump's a lockdown guy. But I mean, we'll talk about these things, but it's the things we don't see that will make a huge difference. How's your ground level organization in Iowa? Iowa's the first state. How many volunteers do you have lined up there? Do you have good people lined up there? What's your GOTV, your get out the vote effort like? Is it good, bad, organized, very organized, disorganized? What's your media campaign like? Meaning, are you making good, clear ads that come through and speak to people? Are you not making clear ads that speak to people? Trump has historically been outstanding at that. Trump's ads, his online ads, his TV ads. I don't know whether it's because he's a TV guy or whether he's had a good person who does that for him. They've always been dynamite. Can DeSantis do that? Will he do that? Like, these are the questions that we don't know yet. It's going to be a long campaign, which brings me back to this. Trump facing charges, March 24th in New York City. You know the special counsel in D.C. is still coming for Trump, so he's got that. You know Atlanta may be coming for Trump, so he's got that. Now, what does that mean? Here's what it means. This primary is going to be unlike anything you or I have ever experienced before. Wrap your mind around the fact there's a chance we're going to have a presidential debate with an empty podium because Donald Trump's in jail that day or arraigned that day. Now, I know that sounds crazy, right? It sounds wild. That's the kind of thing you have to prepare yourself for. This is going to a very strange place because we've never been here as a nation before. We've just never been here as a nation. So buckle up is what I'm telling you. Buckle up. We'll talk about it. We'll get through it together. It's a heck of a thing, what is happening. It is, and it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to gloss over it. It's unspeakable what they're doing, how unjust all of it is. It's friggin' horrible, but it's something we're going to have to deal with. This is our new country now, especially in blue areas. All right. All right. Now let's get to a little economic news, but first we have to hear from Corinne Diversity Hire because the debt ceiling stuff is not going away. Before we get to that, let's get to this. So I've told you before about the $28 you give to preborn, which buys an ultrasound, a free ultrasound for a lady who's seeking out an abortion. And that $28 buys the ultrasound. But did you know that on occasion, preborn runs specials. And this is what I mean. It's not that the ultrasound ever costs any less. That's what an ultrasound costs. Do you know that some of your donations to preborn have saved multiple lives? Did you know that? That young lady's getting ready to go kill her baby. She lays down and she finds out she's not only pregnant with a real baby, not a clump of cells. She's got a twofer inside of her. She got twins. One of them, triplets. Three lives are walking the planet today because of your $28 donation. It doesn't get any more special than that special now, does it? Go give to Preborn and save a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. Don't forget, you can get your emails emailed in already to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, including your Ask Dr. Jesse ones. Corinne Diversity Hire out there struggling today to pronounce Steve Mnuchin.
Munchkin said.
All right, quit. Anyway, so debt ceiling thing. Remember, they're out there every single day letting us know the world's about to end. We're about out of
early
money.
June is when we project that we will run out of cash, and there is a chance it could be as early as June 1st. Of course, there is a lot of uncertainty.
Are there extraordinary measures you can take around that time, or is that it?
Yeah, we got it already. Anyway, the GOP House, the GOP-controlled House, already passed, it's already done, they passed a debt ceiling increase bill, and it's really good. I'll be honest with you, it's very good. We're talking cuts to spending. It's really, really, really good. This was Corinne Diversity Hire.
So for starters, this is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple. That's what we're seeing currently. That's what we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, a manufactured crisis. And don't take our word for it. Just listen to members of the House Freedom Caucus. They've been very honest about this and are now openly, they're saying the quiet thing out loud, referring to the full faith and credit of the United States as a hostage.
Okay, so that's not going well for the Biden administration. And before we play the other part where she totally loses control of the press room and it's hilarious, let's just remember this. The United States of America, we print our own money that's backed by nothing. We actually loan money to ourselves. And there are many, 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 many people, Republicans and Democrats alike in this nation, in our history, who have for some reason believed that this is a thing that can go on without end. That's an insane belief. Nations can't survive like that. Doesn't go on without end. It will end. Now, let me play you her losing control, and then we'll discuss exactly what the situation
is. He also said, I just told you.
About the debt ceiling, about how long it would be raised, by how much. That's not a subject of discussion. Well,
first of all, I am telling you what the president has said to all of you.
I know what he said. I follow him very closely every day. I want to know what's happening in that room.
The president has spoken to what he has said to the leaders in that room, to what he has said to Speaker McCarthy in the room. And so he has said, when it comes to the debt limit, it is not negotiable. It should be done without conditions. That's what he has said, that he has been very clear.
Someone emailed in, Oracle, what's your take on the date associated with the debt ceiling? Is it manufactured or real? I'm going to tell you something, and we're not going to spend very much time on it because it is very dark, it is very ugly, but it is very true, and I've always tried to be honest with you, have I not? Here's the reality of the debt ceiling. Both parties are well aware. Everyone who knows, everyone who's in the know, knows that at some point in time, the music is going to stop. We're playing musical chairs, and at some point in time, the music is going to stop. When this debt ceiling thing, when our national debt becomes a national crisis, And when I say national crisis, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I'm talking about the next generations, plural, having a lower standard of living than you and I have now. That's what will happen when the world moves off of the dollar as the reserve currency. And that is something that is coming. There's probably no stopping it. So here's the truth. Everyone in the know knows that day is coming. They do. They know it. But they're so craven. They're so despicable. They're so selfish. All they care about is getting massive bills through that they like while they're in office and just hope and pray it doesn't happen while they're still there. They hope the next guy has to deal with it. Both parties do this. I'm not pointing at Democrats. The most valid criticism Democrats levy at Republicans is how much they spend. $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill under Republicans and $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill under Democrats. When they finally get power, nobody wants to cut. Nobody wants to cut a thing. Everyone wants to promise the people, I'll hand you this and I'll hand you that and you can have this and no one will ever cut anything and everything's going to be fine. And all of them know that that train is going to reach the station at one point in time. They all know it. The reality is none of them, neither party is going to slow down on their absurd, frankly, obscene spending until the bubble finally goes pop and then we're all screwed. So is the debt ceiling crisis real or manufactured? Well, it's a little bit of both. It's real in that we spend way more than we make. We can't continue to do so. We do have to raise the debt ceiling, but it's also manufactured. They act like there's no money to move around to pay our bills. There's plenty of money to move around to pay our bills. They just don't want to cut off anything else in order to do it. That's why they want a debt ceiling increase without any strings attached. No, I don't want to cut anything here or cut anything there or cut anything here. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Chris. And that's why when they say we're going to have to make cuts, what do they hold up in front of you? The things you care about. Oh, we'll have to cut the military and Social Security. That's the only thing they say. As if those are the only two parts of the government and there's nothing else they can possibly cut. So it's real and it's imagined. Where this thing is going, I don't really know. But I'll tell you where we're going. We're going to light up a despicable Republican tonight. You and me. You ready for that? We don't do this often, but I need your help tonight. It'll be one phone call or one email. And we're going to light him up in just a moment before we deal with him. Let's also understand all the Bud Light stuff, all the Target stuff. It's not just not spending money with companies that hate you. That's important, and I'm glad we do it. It's about spending money with companies that share your values. It's not just about quitting Verizon. I mean, my goodness, go look at their ads. It's not hard to convince yourself to quit Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. But where are you then going to spend your money? Where can you go? Well, Pure Talk loves you. Their CEO, you know, he's a veteran, right? Pure Talk is such a patriotic company. Their customer service is based in America. And whenever you speak to them, it's an American who speaks English and they're pleasant. I was so freaked out to speak to a pleasant person, I almost hung up on them. I thought I had the wrong number. And right now they're giving out a free Samsung Galaxy phone when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's all it takes. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk and switch tonight. All right, anti-communists. You ready? You ready to light someone up? Someone who's hurting our kids? It's time. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.